Okay, this is Brother Jim, back to part three, my talk with Nathan Titus and two of the Albert boys. Let's get to it.
Guy, what, because he has money and one of you guys was working for him? That's what Jeremy told me.
Because we reach out to him, anybody.
And you invite unregenerated people to come sit in your body and sing and worship God.
Absolutely. And hopefully, whenever they come, the Bible says the sinner will come into your midst.
No. You're wrong. Paul said, if an unbeliever walked in.
Yeah, I think I have to correct myself here. I believe that not the word if, I think when. Paul says when the unbeliever comes in. He's talking about the confusion over tongues in Corinthians. The point is, bringing unbelievers into the body was not the standard. We don't see that happening. You must be born into the body of Christ, as we see in Acts 2. And they were added to the body of Christ, added to the church. I don't like the word church. It's a bad word. Ecclesia, called out ones. They were added to the body, okay, when they turned to Christ. You don't invite people to church and sing and pray with them. That's not the model of the New Testament. That's bringing the unbelieving world in. That's leaven. Paul was saying when an unbeliever walks in, they're going to see the confusion because they often met outside near Solomon's Colonnade or in other places, and unbelievers could see what was going on and walk in and go, what's going on? You don't invite in unbelievers. That's a Baptist, Anabaptist tradition not found in God's Word. Let's keep going to this part three audio.
Do we have any record of them ever inviting an unbeliever into the so-called body of Christ? Not one. Into the body and assembly of Christ. Okay. How do you get into the body of Christ? I'm going to ask you because you didn't ask before. How do you get into the body of Christ?
You repent and believe and you show that you confess your...
Okay, so this gets really important here. We're talking about going to lead into the gospel. How do you get into the body of Christ, I said. And this becomes a big tipping point between me, theology, and Mark Bullen and LFCF, what they even believe about the gospel. Let's go to it. Now, if you heard that, he talked about you repent, you believe, and then he was going through that process of repenting and believing and joining a local church body. That's what he said.
They'll see it and they'll tell on you, but if everyone sees you as a striving believer, they'll say, yes, he can come in.
So we're going back to, though, who's a true believer? What's the mark of a true believer?
It's obeying the Bible, all of it.
Who, and what's your name?
Jeremiah Alberts.
Do you agree with that, or can you add something to it?
I absolutely agree with it.
This is the problem I had with Samuel, and I'm going to ask you because I'm considering him the elder here.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to my audio with Samuel was telling me men were born again in the Old Testament. Mark actually teaches that. I'm going to refute that, take that all apart in a special audio I'm doing against one of Mark's sermons. And he never talked about being born again into the body of Christ. And Mark has that all wrong. So we're going to cover that, but you'll see, we'll get to the gospel here.
Would you add anything to that?
I couldn't. That's not the whole point.
So three of the men were talking about, well, you repent, you believe, you do the things of the Bible, you get in a local body. Not one of them mentioned that you must be born again. And this is a contention that I have. This is very important. And listen, something key comes up here that Nathan says. I want you to hear it.
But I totally agree with
this. So you couldn't add anything. You wouldn't add anything to that. What's a true believer? I'm going to see if you know. What did he miss? I had the same problem with Samuel. I had the same problem with the Mennonites. I had the same problem with the Kingdom Christians. I had the same problem with the Catholics. I had the same problem with the Baptists.
Well, you know, the Bible says...
This is Nathan talking.
Paul went preaching that men should repent, turn to God, and do works meet for repentance.
Okay.
That's my message to people, wherever they stand.
Okay.
And they need to follow God and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And that will guide them into all truth.
Yep. And that is truth. That is truth, but you're still missing a critical point, which is I'm fearful for all you guys. Why do you think, you don't have to answer this question, why do you think a guy like me, I'm retired, I don't need to be doing this. I could be out fishing, boating, and hunting the rest of my life. Why do you think, and I don't sell anything, unlike your dad sells books, he'll give some away, they're on the internet for sale, so does Jeff Wallace.
He actually gives way more away than he sells.
Whatever, they're on the internet for sale.
So Nathan tries to make a defense. Mark's selling books for $14.95. Mark's got donate buttons on his website. Oh, we give away more than we sell. Mark is selling. the things of God. Shameful and wicked. Jesus made a whip in John 2 over such things. It should not be so. And what I was trying to point out there was, I'm retired. I don't take anyone's money. I don't need to be doing what I'm doing. I do it because I love to do it for the glory of God. Mark Bullen has a motive. I don't. Mark Bullen wants to be a lording over bishop. I don't want to be an elder. Mark Bullen has a building to fill up. I don't have a building to fill up. Mark Bullen wants people to be in a program with him over them for their salvation. I teach people freedom in Christ to be born again by the gospel. And then if you have local believers, there will be multiple elders in time. You see the difference? I don't sell anything. Mark Bullen sells things. Mark Bullen's got a donate button that says, give us money for our new building. I call it the cult building and the cult compound. Give us money for our building. He's shameful and he's wicked. They all work. Why do strangers have to give money if they want to put up a building that they don't really need? We'll cover that too. Here we go.
Sale. I don't sell anything. I don't take anyone's money. Why do you think I'm doing this? Because of Jesus Christ and what he did in me. And because of men like John the Baptist who were willing to lay their head on a chopping block over one truth of God's word. Do you know how many sins did it take for mankind to fall into depravity? How many sins did it take in Acts 5 when God killed Ananias and Sapphira? How many sins calling out did it take John to get his head lopped off? So every sin matters. Now,
yeah, the important part there is I have like 20 points on my website that show where LFCF is in bad doctrine and sin, and I have many points on the updates where it shows they've acted out in sin and they've lied and they've slandered, and this is all being ignored. Yet one sin sent mankind into the fall. Calling out one sin cost John the Baptist his head. Yet Mark Bullen ignores sin. Ah, unless it's in the body where he can control you with a contract. That's coming up. Stay tuned.
What you all missed, this is my plea to you. No one said you must be born again. This is my great fear.
Well, listen, saying you must be born again is saying you must repent, turn to God, and do works meet for repentance.
That's not the same thing.
Two ways of saying the same exact thing.
I know people that have repented of smoking and getting drunk and chasing women. They still are worldly. They've never been born again by the Spirit of God.
Well, repent and turn means you stopped this way of life and you turn.
It doesn't mean you're born again. Have you met people that have repented of some things? Nathan, have you met people that have repented of some things, but they weren't born again?
They repented of one thing, but they didn't turn.
They weren't born again.
But they didn't turn to God.
You're looking at my wife who tells other women she used to dress like a harlot. She used to act like a harlot and try and entice men. We used to get drunk and party together, okay? God's Spirit transformed us. It didn't happen because I said, you know, I think I'll repent and try to do better in my life. That was the start of it. Let me preach the gospel to you. Faith.
All right, so before I preach the gospel to them, so they all miss being born again, and Nathan tries to say, well, being born again is when you repent and turn to God. Now, I don't know exactly at what point people are born again. Jesus said it's in John 3, it's like the wind. You don't know, it comes and it goes. But here's what is clear. You must place your faith in Christ, and I'm going to preach the gospel here. You must repent, as he said, and that brings works worthy of repentance. But there must be a spiritual transformation that they all miss. And listen, after I preach the gospel, you'll hear Nathan admit something that is my great fear for all of them and the Anabaptists and everyone in the religious American churchianity world. Listen, stay tuned.
Faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work, shed blood and his resurrection. That's number one. Check out don'tperish.com. Did you give him a card?
Some people were walking by as I was street preaching.
Wait.
Okay, but they all didn't include being born again, and you didn't include it either. Faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work, his shed blood, resurrection, for the defeating of death. Then you must repent. When you repent, that means you change your mind.
By the way, I got to stop right here to show you that they're so bad in their doctrine and their associations. Mark Bullen is linked to Jimmy Miller pushing his books in Africa. Jimmy Miller from Eternal Evangelism doesn't believe that Jesus became sin for us and shed his blood for us. He's a heretic. Yet Mark Bullen promotes him all over the place, and I prove that on the testing. None of them will give an answer. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Right in their midst, will not be dealt with. Wicked and sinful. Let's keep going and listen to what Nathan says. This is important.
Fine, Nathan's right. God sees a willing vessel, and you can do none of this. I think you guys, many of you, many of you in the Anabaptist world are trying to follow God. I don't think you're born again. Many of you. I don't know individually. Many of you are not born again. By your fruit.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Nathan Bullen says, many of you. I said, I believe many of you in the Anabaptist world, and I put Mark in that category, LFCF. I would agree with that. So I'm contending that you must be born again. And Nathan Bullen is saying, oh, I agree, many people aren't born again. Do you see the problem we're having here, folks? Is that they're not preaching the biblical gospel, and I'm going to cover the born again message. A sermon that Mark Bullen did where he lies about what I teach and then he slanders or butchers the born again message. I'm going to cover that. So we'll get back to that in just a bit. But let's get back to that audio right now. Actually, I think I'm going to move on to part four of my talk with Nathan Bullen, Titus Bullen, and the two Albert boys. Part four coming up. Stay tuned.